This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Pesach Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights into the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Maseches Moed Katan Daf Tesvav, and the topic of the shiur is learning Torah as an Avel, and learning Torah on Tisha B'Av. So many of us are familiar with the common practice that on Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to study Torah, except in certain areas of Gemara, certain areas of Tanakh, the famous stories of Kamtu Bar Kamtza and Maseches Kitten are studied. Of course, one's allowed to study about the Kinos, one's allowed to learn Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Yira, and one's allowed to learn the Halachos of Maseches Moed Katan in this third parak. This is actually what our shul did this year on Tisha B'Av afternoon. They had the Daf HaShavua shir, which incidentally was on Maseches Moed Katan Daf Tesvav, which spoke about this. Now, the reason why one is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, the Gemara in Tanis, Daf Lamed, tells us that it's based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim, the commandments of Hashem are just, Nisam Chelev, and they gladden the heart. And the drasha that our Chachamim make is simple. Be it that on Tisha B'Av, one has an obligation to be sad, and Torah is something which makes the heart or makes the nefesh of a person, sometimes even, hopefully, the emotions of a person. Doesn't always happen every time one learns, but it does definitely mesamech the neshama, and it definitely does bring a certain joy to a person. So because of that, that's in contrast with what Tisha B'Av stands for. Tisha B'Av is a day of avelus. Tisha B'Av is a day of sadness. So we cannot allow people, just like we don't have people get married on Tisha B'Av, we don't have chasnas, we don't play music, and the things which only bring you joy, we also do not have people study Torah. Now, we know that most of the halachos of Tisha B'Av are gleaned out from Hilchos Avelos. There's a very strong parallel, and in fact, almost all the things that we do on Tisha B'Av are the same as an Avel, with, of course, the obvious exception being eating and drinking. That's something else. That's from a din of Etanus. But it would go to say that if an Avel is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, so too, he would not be allowed to learn Torah as a person. If a Jew is not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, so too, an Avel would not be allowed to learn Torah while he's sitting Shiva as well. And that's, in fact, what the Gemara on Daf Tesvav tells us. But it's interesting. The Gemara does not use the source of Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misamech Elev, but rather, it uses a different source. It's a pasuk from Sefer Yecheskel. Sefer Yecheskel, Yecheskel is told, excuse me, that he's going to, unfortunately, his wife is about to pass away, and while normally an Avel is allowed, or sorry, an Avel has many restrictions, many which are actually learned out from that discussion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yecheskel. Yecheskel himself was not to be engaging in the practices of Avelus. Yecheskel was going to be going against him because of the word of Hashem. There was, however, one thing that Yecheskel did have to practice, and that is the idea of Ha'anek Dom. Ha'anek Dom, the word Anek comes from the word cry out or call out. Dom means silence. And from here, the Gemara tells us that Yecheskel had to keep two halachas of Avelus. One is the halacha of Sheila Shalom, not allowed to greet other people, and also the halacha of Limud HaTorah, that Yecheskel would have to sit quietly and not learn Torah. So what comes out is that while you do have prohibitions of learning Torah for Tisha B'Av, as discussed in Maseches Tanis, and a prohibition of learning Torah in Shiva, as discussed in the Maseches Moed Katan, we do have two different sources. The source in Maseches Tanis is Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misamech Elev, and the source in Maseches Moed Katan is Ha'anek Dom. And the question is, what is the difference between the two? Why are we having two separate sources? Seemingly, it seems to be the same halacha. But of course, after learning Gemara for a while, or going through Masechtos, listening to these type of shiurim, one has to make a following realization, and that is that one should make the following realization, and that is, if we have two different sources, it's because the nature of the Isser is different. And in fact, this question is brought up in Tosfos and Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Chaf Aleph, and two things come out from there. The first Shita of Tosfos brought down, this is just Tosfos as himself, and Tosfos says that there actually is a nafka mina between the two. As I mentioned earlier, we said that on Tisha B'Av, it's not that we said that one is not allowed to learn Torah study, but the truth is not learn Torah, but the truth is that's not really accurate. It's not that one is not allowed to learn Torah. One is limited in the scope of Torah that one can study. In other words, you're not allowed, because of the Isser of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av is quantified by the Pasuk, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev, that Pasuk of Mesamchei Lev limits or restricts Torah or sections of Torah that bring a joy to the person that they're learning, a joy to the person who's learning them. However, one can go and say, one could suggest that if there are parts of Torah that do not bring inherent joy, that a person walks away saying, ah, this is wonderful stuff, what a great shot, but rather walks away saying, oh, what an awful situation, what a terrible problem, what sad halachos, what an awful metzias, then one would be allowed to study it. And that's why one is allowed on Tisha B'Av to learn Sefer Iyov and the aforementioned Gemara, the Moed Katan, and the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Those things one is allowed to learn. So if you say that the Isser is, if you say that the Isser is quantified by the Pasuk Mesamchei Lev, then one would be permitted to study areas that do not bring in here in Simcha. But if you're going to say that the Isser is Ha'anik Dom, Dom means silence, complete silence, meaning there is no Torah study at all. And that's why that opinion in Tosfos is going to tell us that one is not allowed to study any Torah at all, even the idea, even the sections which bring sadness to a person because they're discussing difficult topics. And in fact, the Meiri, between the two, because he explains that Tisha B'Av, the purpose of the Avelis is one thing, and second, the purpose of Avelis on as an Avel is different. On Tisha B'Av, the Meiri says a person is expressing his Avelis through tsar, through pain, while a person in Shiva is expressing it through silence. And what's the difference? I think he can just suggest that a little bit psychologically, when a person is sitting Shiva, a person has just had something traumatic happen to him that's totally shocked his core. His family situation has changed, and it's never going to be the same. Somebody who was such an integral part of his life is now gone forever. But it's so raw. It's so real. A person hadn't had the time to process it. And that's why a person just needs to sit silently and to focus on that particular thing. When it comes to, though, Tisha B'Av is an Avelus Yishana. And of course, it doesn't mean that a person just, you know, lets the Tisha B'Av day go. You know, in the morning you're sleeping, in the afternoon you're thinking about your breakfast and what you're going to be making and reminiscing about the old movies that they used to show in summer camp and stuff like that. That's not really what Tisha B'Av is about. But the pain is not the same type of a thing. But the difference is that we've seen it, and we can feel the tsar, the consequences of it. And because the issue is tsar, so tsar means, okay, I shouldn't do anything that's going to take away the pain. So because I can't do anything that takes away the pain, I can't learn happier topics. But as far as Avelos, when the issue is dome, to be totally silent, so therefore I'm kind of limited for everything. That's the first Shita of Tosfos. The second Shita of Tosfos, however, brings down that Rabbeinu Tam originally felt that an Avel should not do anything during Shiva, should not learn any type of Torah, but at the end of his life he was Mekel, and he allowed an Avel to study the Devarim Haroi. Okay, that's fine. So then we're left with one question, though. If this is the case, then why does the Gemara bring down that the makar of an Avel not learning Torah during Shiva is Ha'anikdom? Clearly Ha'anikdom has to be teaching us something. What is Ha'anikdom teaching us? If they're the same, they should have the same source. If they're different, if they have two different sources, there must be a difference. So here we turn to Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Soloveitchik is going to explain that there is a difference between Ha'anikdom and Mesamche Lev, even within the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that allows an Avel to learn Dvarim Haroim. So the Rav brings down that there's a halacha, that we know that an Avel has to daven, and the Avel goes to Minyan, and Avel is davening for 7 days, it's inevitable that there's going to be a Kriyas HaTorah during Shiva. Now sometimes also it can happen to be that there's a Hallel during Shiva. And there are different minhagim as to what the Avel does when we are reciting Hallel. I know a common minhag is that the Avel goes out to the other room while they're saying Hallel and comes back in afterwards. Well, what about Kriyas HaTorah? Because after all, Kriyas HaTorah, Parshas HaShavua, this week is Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev does not fall under the category of Devarim Haroim. If somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, is sitting Shiva during Parshas, the week of Parshas Ekev, and it's a Monday morning or it's a Thursday morning, does he walk out? The answer is he does not walk out. And he does listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So, however, there is another restriction. There is a restriction that the minhag of the practice is not to call an Avel as an Aliyah. An Avel does not get an Aliyah. And interesting question does come up is, let's say, they're sitting Shiva in a home and there's only one Kohen, and that happens to be the Avel, or there's only one Levi, and that happens to be the Avel, what do you do? Interesting question. But at the end of the day, general practice is, an Avel does not get an Aliyah. So what is the difference between the two? So the Rav wanted to tell us that as far as hearing Kriyas HaTorah, that's key in what we call Seder Hayom. Seder Hayom means a person is allowed to recite and to learn whatever psukim or whatever ideas are part of our regular davening. And in fact, that's why an Avil is allowed to say psukim de Zimra, which are all psukim. And an Avil is allowed to repeat say Kriyas Shema, which is from the Torah. And that's why an Avil is allowed to say Karbanos, because again, anything that is part of the daily ritual that we do, that's okay. So Kriyas HaTorah in that sense as well will work. However, getting an Aliyah, so the person getting the Aliyah is really the person who's supposed to be reading for us. I know today we have a Baal Kriya, we have somebody who's appointed, but nonetheless, the person who is getting the Aliyah is still fulfilling that role of teaching Torah. And what the Rav wanted to say was that, excuse me, during Avelus, Ha'anikdom tells us that, I'm sorry, because during Avelus, an Avel is not allowed to teach Torah. He might be allowed to hear Torah as part of Seder Yom. He's not allowed to teach Torah. Where does this come from? So the Rav says, this is the idea of Ha'anikdom, because Ha'anikdom means be silent. Don't speak. What other restriction falls under speaking? What other restriction also falls under speaking is Sheila Shalom. So what the Rav wanted to say is that Ha'anikdom, as far as an Avel is concerned, extends to teaching of Torah. Extends of teaching a Torah, and that's what an Avel is not allowed to do. So according to the way the Rav would understand the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, as far as an Avel's own personal learning, that is encompassed by Mesamche Lev. And Mesamche Lev tells us that an Avel can engage in the Devarim Haroim. However, as far as teaching is concerned, that is under the category of Ha'anikdom, which is like a type of Sheila Shalom. And the Rav would tell us that as far as teaching Torah, an Avel is not allowed to teach Torah during Shiva. It would go then by hand, go in by saying that then what would happen? It would go and say that as far as teaching is concerned, where we do have no prohibition of Hanukkah. Rather, the whole issue comes from Misam Kalev, that one is allowed to teach Torah on Tisha B'Av. And in fact, that is a common practice. We do have Shiurim throughout the entire Tisha B'Av. The only question that one has to ask, though, is there is a Shita of the Magen Avram. And the Magen Avram tells us that there is no teaching Torah on Tisha B'Av. Okay, that's fine. But we do have a question on the Magen Avram, which Rav Soloveitchik is going to address. And that, of course, is that on Tisha B'Av, just like any other fast day, we have Kriyas HaTorah. And on Tisha B'Av, just what we said before, right? Presumption is that we all act as Avelim, we're all acting as mourners. Well, then it would go to say that whatever restrictions apply to mourners, the Gabe Kriyas HaTorah, would apply also to, getting an Aliyah as well. So comes the Rav and asks, according to the Magen Avraham, who tells us that one isn't allowed to teach Torah on Tisha B'Av. How is that we're allowed to get an Aliyah? So the Rav says that it's true that you have a heter, legabe, in Avel of learning Torah when it's Seder Hayom. On Tisha B'Av, we have an additional heter. And the additional heter is anything that is part of Kiyom HaTanis. Kiyom HaTanis means anything or any type of recitations that enhance the day and focus us on the message of the fast day, which of course is Teshuvah. And Rav goes on to say that really, the Iker Kriyas HaTorah, or the main part of the Kriyas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av, is the Haftorah. We can't just lane a Haftorah plane. We have a Takana that tells us we can't take out a Sefer of Navi and lane. We need to lane the Torah before. So that's why we enacted Kriyas HaTorah. What's interesting is that there's a machlokas in Meseches Tanis as to what happens if Tisha B'Av comes out on a non-lining day. Meaning, let's just keep with our calendar to keep it simple. Our calendar has Tisha B'Av falling out on 3 days of the week. Sunday, Tuesday, or Thursday. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Tanis that if Tisha B'Av would come out on Thursday, we're going to lane three people. Being why? Because, you know, there's an inherent chiyuv that on Thursday, as part of Seder Hayom, you have to have three people. So we'll just change and we'll postpone the regular Kriyas HaTorah from that parsha of the week, the beginning of Es Chanan, and we'll lay in the Tisha B'Av Leini Kisol Libonim, which actually is incidentally from the same parsha as well. What happens if Tisha B'Av comes out on a Sunday or a Tuesday? So the Gemara goes ahead and brings out a machlokas as to whether we call one person up and have him just lean, or you have three people. So we could understand, based on what the Yisod that the Rav said, that if the whole issue of laning is just a matter of the Haftarah, then of course that's why you only call up one person. It shows us that we're laning one to matter the Haftarah, and that clearly would make it Kiyom HaTanis. But according to the Man D'Amar that says you have three Aliyahs, why is that so? How is that Kiyom HaTanis? It seems to be a din in Kriyas HaTorah. So the Rav says that Minachanami, that's a pshita is going to hold that once we're doing Kriyas HaTorah, it has to fall under the same geder, meaning that once the mechayev of Kriyas HaTorah, that it's true that we have a mechayev of Kriyas HaTorah, and the mechayev of Kriyas HaTorah is Kiyom HaTanis, only that you should read the Haftorah in Achanami. But once we have Kriyas HaTorah set up, it has to fall under the following gedarim, and that's three aliyahs. But what comes out? What comes out is that Kriyas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av is not regular teaching Torah, but it comes out as Kiyom HaTanis. And that's what we're going to end up with. So let's go back. Let's backtrack. Let's start from the beginning and summarize. We bring down two different Makoros as to the Yisur of Talmud Torah. Tisha B'Av, it's Misamche Lev. For an Avel, it's Ha'anik Dom. Is there an Afkamina between the two? According to one day in Tosos, there's a very clear one. According to day one in Tosos, an Avel is not allowed to learn any type of Torah. He's got an Indian of dome, as the Meiri says. Silence. As opposed to Tisha B'Av, where one can't learn Devarim Haraim, one can learn the Devarim Haraim, one can learn the upsetting things, because there the Isser is only B'Sam Helev, and the Chiyuv is Tsar. Second sheet of Tosos will tell us that, Rabbeinu Tam, which will tell us that no one Avdel is allowed to learn Devarim Haraim. What does Ha'anek Dome come to teach us? So the Rav says, that teaches us that an Avdel can't teach Torah. And that's learned out from the fact that an Avdel is not allowed to get an Aliyah, because an Avdel is not allowed to get an Aliyah. Getting an Aliyah is part of teaching, it's part of Ha'anek Dome, it's part of the Sheil of Shalom. What about Tisha B'Av? So according to the Rav, there is no issue of teaching on Tisha B'Av, because the problem is Mesam Chelev. There's a Magen Avram who says that there's an issue. What would the Magen Avram do with Kriyas HaTorah? And the Rav would tell us that the Kriyas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av is not under the category of teaching Torah, but it's under the category of Kiyam HaTanis. And even though we're calling people up to the Torah to, in theory, teach, that's only to allow us to follow the established model of having a Kriyas HaTorah to allow us to read the Navi, because there the Ikar is the Navi. Have a wonderful day.